This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
All right, question of the day. What's something that an octogenarian should just not be allowed to do, or something funny that you've seen an octogenarian do? 713-572-4610. Obviously inspired by Gerald Wayne Jones deciding to trade his best player just mere days before the season starts at what I think a majority of people would say is an undersell, right? And then really for all the wrong reasons, it feels like. Jerry Jones did that. And I'm still amazed that he actually did that.
Because he's 82, by the way.
He is. Yeah. He is. Mm-hmm.
I honestly thought he was older than that.
Yeah, well, I think he turns 83 here.
Well, because his face is
melting. Yeah, he looked like he's about probably 87.
And he also talks like it. One of the things that Jerry will do, like if with the drama that was happening with Micah Parsons and him calling David Mulligetta the agent.
Yes. And he was calling Micah Michael.
Yeah, yes. So
which is one of those things, maybe you have a story like that.
Like I think that there's animus there clearly, like this, he was upset. But if I didn't know that he was upset, it's within the range that he's just like an old dude, because there's a number of dudes on that Cowboys team that he didn't know the names of.
Oh yeah. Oh, absolutely.
And that's probably the reason why you should not have somebody of his particular age at least having to handle in great detail what's happening there without someone else as a buffer to help kind of handle the more menial things. So with that being the case, you have any answers to this?
So the question of the day is, what's something octogenarians should not be allowed to do? But I think it should turn in also to, I want to hear some of these stories of your old aunts and uncles and neighbors and such.
Already a great one on the text line, by the way, 281. They said they worked at LaPorte Airfield, and a really old lady pulled in from Spencer Highway and started driving around the runways and taxiways looking for some kind of store.
You laugh. I mean, some of it is sad if they have some sort of, you know, something going
on. Right, if there's dementia or something
like that. Let's set that aside. Driving, obviously, is one. But two came to mind for me. I told the story briefly earlier. My mother, God bless her, she finally started texting into her 80s, and she died at 90, and her birthday, actually, her 95th birthday would have been this week. So shout out to my beautiful mom. But she started texting in her 80s, and she would end every text with, "Te amo, mama."
I love you. Yeah, no, sorry.
I love you, mom. I told her 100 times, "Mom, when you text me, your name comes up."
That was a stylistic decision, man. You was out here thinking she didn't know. She knew. She was just like, "I want you to know. This is how I sign. This is how I send texts."
Hey, somebody please tell that to John McClain too.
He does that.
He still does that to this day. I could text him right now, and he'll be like, "Thank you for the kind words,
John."
And then put at the bottom, John.
Hey, man.
Just to make sure it's you.
Another one that I think this is more of the first part. Something octogenarians should never be allowed to do: click on any link ever. Like in an email or something.
Let me call my mother right now so she can listen to this
just
segment.
Do not click on anything at all. It's danger.
Yeah, no, especially because you would think like, all right, well, you know, obviously that you can get scammed or whatever. The worst part is that it ends up backfiring on you because you become tech support, man. Like, something's happening with my computer. Can you look at it? Now I got to spend hours Googling to figure out what's happening here because I don't got no IT degree
or anything. We got past the whole getting scammed thing. Mm-hmm. Now it's more getting hacked.
Yeah.
Now
oh, yeah.
you click some. Now your phone is done. Now they hack all of your stuff. Mm-hmm.
I will say the funny thing that I love about, you know, somebody who is older is that they get a level, like socially, mm-hmm. we understand. You pay a little bit of deference. You pay a little bit of respect to that person. Yeah. You let them cook. I've often said, always said, I can't wait to be old to just accost some young person and just talk their ear off. It's one of the funniest things.
There is some advantages.
You see an old dude just be like, and let me tell you something. And he can hold you there for a good 25 minutes. And you have nothing. And I've seen this happen on multiple times. And it's just funny. I'll sit off to the side and just watch and be like, he can't go. He's trying to find like, yep, yes, sir. Yeah. Can I? No. Okay. I'm still here listening to you. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. And they can't do anything about it. It's one of my favorite things.
My favorite thing is when you're out and about and the old person that don't know you need your help and they just be like, hey, young man, hey, can you grab me that cart right there?
Oh, yeah.
And they just sitting there with, all right, I'm sorry to bother you. Can you pick up that watermelon and put it in the cart? You ain't going to say no. You're going to be like, all right, sir, here you go, sir, or here you go, ma'am.
Yeah.
And grab that case of water.
It is one of the trunk. It is absolutely like, all right,
you have advantages.
I spent about a good 15 minutes one time just helping this lady around.
You were her personal shopper?
Yes. I felt good after that. I wasn't mad, but yeah. I felt good. I'm like, some people won't even try to ask for help, but for the simple fact she asked me, ain't know who I was. I could have been a bad person, by the way, but yeah.
Another one. And
I feel like bad people aren't even bad people when it's like just a little old lady. Like, can you pull that down from the top shelf? You better turn into a good person.
Yeah. You seen that picture of Gucci man carrying the old lady groceries? I think I got the shirt. Got Gucci carrying some groceries.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This happened to me recently, and I can tell you it wasn't like, you know, dementia or anything like that. Old people tend to do this, even with all their, you know, faculties intact. They will tell you the same story about something every time they
see
you.
My mother.
I love it.
Every time they see you. Hey, did I tell you about blah, 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 blah? And you sometimes you feel bad saying, yeah, you did. Like you wanted to move on. You just kind of have to take it.
All right, some coming in.
John McClane loved telling that Joe DiMaggio story.
But it's a good one, though. From the 832, very much pointing to the super old folks should not be allowed at gyms. I don't think that's the case, but we gotta figure out some rules around this locker room.
Oh, the naked old man?
Yeah, man.
Naked old guy. They're everywhere.
And the thing about it is, like, there's no shame about it. Yeah. There's no, like, because we all have a healthy respect, a healthy amount of shame, and just like, hey, you know, keep it kind of, mm-hmm. yes, you're going to get naked, but, you know, keep it to yourself.
No, they'll walk.
Don't go looking one way or the other.
Over that locker room.
Well, hey, man.
We're walking. They're going to get a drink of water. They're, you know, getting another towel. Well, put it on.
We let them hang out and everything from the 832. They turned 40 last month. They said their dad is pushing 80, got a new step sibling in March.
Oh, well, oh, that's man. What Sean said. Have kids. They, you know, Robert De Niro, Al Pacino. All having these kids in their 80s, and it's like, what are we doing? Why?
Lopa, you probably had this moment. What was that moment you had with your parents or your mom where you like, oh, my mom is older now, man. Mm-hmm. Like she, because mom used to be superwoman, mm-hmm. and now it's like, oh, man, this is my mother. She need my help with this now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I had to jump on the phone with T-Mobile one time with my mom because I guess she tried to get a phone,
mm-hmm.
and I guess the phone didn't come or something like that.
Yeah.
So she put me on three-way to talk. I had to talk to the lady at people at T-Mobile because she's trying to get her money back. It was a whole big mess. So the lady, I'm like, I'm sorry. I had to apologize to the lady because my mom wasn't trying to hear it. She was just like, no, I want my money. Yeah, I need it now. And so I had to jump in as the third wheel to try to straighten everything out.
My mom used to do the readings at church every Sunday.
Oh, and it was just a bless your heart situation wasn't it?
In the Spanish language, you know, early morning service. And she used to drive a little bit, and then she would take the bus. And then one time I drove her, and in the middle she set down these papers. And the type on those papers was like an inch, three-quarters of an inch.
She had about 15 words per page, just flipping them.
That's when I went and I said, Mom.
And the Lord said, flip page.
Yes.
Come unto me, flip page.
Yes. Yeah. I'm like, you probably need to start letting someone else do these
readings.
That's
funny. All right, I'll close it out with this one. I feel like our older brethren and sistren should not be allowed to be in charge of moves. My late grandmother, at one point, in the great city of Houston here, she was like, hey, she told my mom and me, like, hey, can you come help me move? We were like, yeah, sure, absolutely. So we get there. Not a single box is packed.
Yeah. And I went through that with my grandfather.
My grandmother was a pack rat.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, she had planned the pack move. She was like, yeah, I ordered a U-Haul and everything. Nothing was packed. And then we start, you know, we're packing. We go on for about an hour, 2 hours. And then she's like, all right, going to work. I'm like, what you mean going to work? I thought you were moving. It's like, yeah. All right, I'll see you later. And then she leaves. And I'm like,
and you're left there.
How did this happen? There's no, like, she quote got unquote planned, but she never planned it. Like,
she got you.
It would have been better if she was just like,
are you sure she never planned it?
It would have been better if she was like, hey, you guys, can you plan the move? Because we would have had it all together. So yeah, don't let the old folks plan the moves.
I had to do the same thing with my grandfather. And then my grandfather, he had a lot of old stuff in there. And he was trying to hold on to it. I'm like, man, nah, you can't.
It ain't going
to
happen.
I'm like, nah, you can't take it.
Everything's got sentimentality. Oh, yeah. You can't take that paper? That's from the first time I read the word?
I'm like, granddad, this pot is rusted and old. It got a hole in the pot. Like, we can't take this.
All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, we'll go around the NFL, including we've evaded what was going to be a very dark day on the weekend for sports watchers with this news. We'll talk about that more next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.